Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we get a home court advantage for the local NBA team, which is the dominant headline. But you can, Chipper, you're allowed to put everything in the stew and enjoy all of it. So if somebody wants to say, I'm going there to boo Jimmy Butler and I can't wait, fine. If you're going there to watch the Wolves in the second round coming off a dominant victory of the Lakers, that's the number one reason why you should go. I got it. But there's no reason you can't do all of it. So let's just remind people about Jimmy Butler. Is he now the second? Is he the third? I mean, he's always been that, but he's calling himself that now. How this all played out. He has the first year. And he realizes, in his opinion, that Wiggins and Towns are not tough enough. They're not committed enough the way he is. And once that season ended, remember, that season was going very well. He gets hurt. They still make the playoffs, but they lose to Houston pretty quickly. Butler goes to Tibbs very quickly after the season. Chip says, I want out. The way the cap works, you're not going to pay me the money I'm owed. I don't buy in these two guys. Trade me. And that's when Tibbs punted. He didn't tell Glenn Taylor about it for months. He could have more subtly made a deal at that point before the draft, but who could blame him, Chip? He's like, why do we want to trade you? You just brought professionalism to us. You're playing great. So what does Butler do? Which Butler can do better than anybody? Just blows up the entire franchise. Just blows it up.
The infamous practice.
The practice where he's out there with Crunch and the ghost of Marvin Harve, and he's taking it to those guys. And then the general soreness where he's, I can play this game, I can't play this game. And Tibbs, Mr. Tough Guy, was just getting rolled on. And finally they trade him and they just get bit pieces. And, you know, he goes to Philly, and then he's not happy there, and then he wants to sign, but then they re-sign Ben Simmons. He ends up in Miami, and he's amazing in Miami. He leads them to not one but two titles, but then he absolutely quits on them, and what happens? He gets to go to San Francisco, gets an enormous raise, and is a huge part of why then the second round. So there's all sorts of things with Jimmy. And the last thing before you jump in, if people want to make the argument that the public should have moved on by now, I think if he would have played here already, Chip, three, four times, they would have done it. But he was telling people, I know with the Heat, I'm never playing at Target Center ever again. I'm not going to do it. Well, guess what? He is the next couple games, and it is going to be ugly for him. You get your team rolling. You get to boo Draymond. You get to hate Jimmy. You get the brilliance of Steph. It's fabulous. It's all great.
This is everything you could want,
yes. Right,
as an observer or a media member. I was asking somebody this question earlier today. I was on the Vikings beat when Brett Favre came here in 2009 and went back to Lambeau for the first time. And that's as loudly as I've ever heard one person boo. I remember, like, the Vikings were running down that tunnel, and there were boos. I'm like, I remember thinking, well, that's not too bad. And then Favre was at the end of the line, and it was like you were standing next to a 747 taking off. It was deafening. I think it even rattled Favre, because afterwards I think he was surprised by how – I think he was expecting to be maybe, you know, a little more balanced. I'm thinking it's going to be rival that tomorrow night at Target Center when Jimmy's – whenever he touches the ball, when he's when he's introduced.
Yep.
You know, I was just at practice, and we were talking to Mike Conley afterwards, and he was like, you know, none of us were here. Like, players
that's
weren't
it.
Here.
Correct.
Coaches. He said, I don't even know what went on. He said, I understand that's a fan thing, but
yep.
It was like, yeah, the fans haven't forgotten. That's a fan thing. That's not a team thing. It's
correct.
That's a fan thing.
Yeah. Now, Ant and Butler, the one game that I'm reminded, has he played one or two games here? I'm trying to remember. It's
I know of one.
I know one. I think it might be two, but we can Dave, see if you can look and see if you can track down how many games he played. But Ann and Butler got into it a little bit. Not much, just a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, let's never forget that when he's healthy and when he's motivated, the guy's a genius on the floor. He's an incredibly smart player. Athletically, he's not close to where he was 10 years ago. He really is not. But it just doesn't show up that much because he's such a smart player, and he gets angles, and he gets intelligence, and he knows how to make teammates better. And, I mean, they had one stretch when they first got him when they were like 23-3 or something with him.
Yeah,
and they were going nowhere, Chipper. They were like 11th in the conference, and you're like, are they even going to make the playoffs? Are they going to have to even think about trading Steph in the offseason? And they tried for Durant over and over again. They had a deal done to get Durant, and Durant said, I don't want to go. And they were devastated, but then they said, okay, we'll pivot. And we'll get Jimmy. Well, guess what? Jimmy wanted to go to Phoenix. But all of a sudden, that was going to work. And, and now he comes here. And, I mean, it's just the storyline's over. Do you see how many games he's played?
Looks like he's played three.
Three?
Once with the Sixers and twice with the Heat.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, and you know there's playoff Jimmy. I mean, he has a way of cranking it up in the playoffs.
For
and,
sure.
You know, the thing is, I think that's been – probably a testament to what you're talking about, just his intellect on the court is, you know, they add him and they just take off running. There was no, like, real assimilation period, like trying to figure out how to play with Steph and how to play with Draymond and how to play with, you know, they plugged him in and they just went. And so it's going to be a fascinating series, not only just the storylines, but also I think the chess match between Kerr and Finch and how do you, you know, certain matchups and style of play and all that, far more than last series.
Where last series was a mismatch.
Dominated the coaching. Yeah, that was this is going to be a great matchup in terms of kind of the chess pieces that are being moved around.
Steve Kerr is acknowledged as one of the best coaches in the game. I think most people who cover the game realize what a great coach Chris Finch is also. You know, I mean, let's not forget Draymond. His comments for years about Rudy choking him. Then he's on the TNT crew last year, and it seemed like if Rudy would add 500 points and 7,000 rebounds, Draymond still would have been ripping him. But yeah, I mean the Warriors at times can play extraordinarily small. I mean extraordinarily small, where it's Draymond at center, It's Buddy Hield, Butler, Pajemski, and Steph.
And
right? And that's it. Those are your five guys. And the Wolves can play multiple ways, right? We've seen that. That's the beauty of this team. where they can go smaller. But they're going to want to have that big unit, whether it's Rudy with Nas and Gobert, or Rudy with Nas and Randall,
yeah,
or Nas and Randall. And Finch is not going to go away from that. That doesn't mean he's going to avoid small, but he's going to try to look and just pound these guys inside and see what he can do in trying to stay with how they spread the offense. Because the Warriors will spread the floor with pure brilliance, but they can put Rudy on Draymond. They're just going to try to isolate him with Steph and the other players. But again, the dirty little secret is Rudy last year on the perimeter was really good. The first half of this season, starting the year, he was lousy. The second half, and in this last series, as you know, he was very good on the perimeter.
Yeah, and it's they're going to go five out and make, you know, and all the motion and movement away from the ball that they do. I mean, they try to get favorable matchups and get you out of position. So that was a lot of talk today about really, your overall team defense has to be solid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be – communication has to be there. They have to know, as Mike Conley said, you have to know who's in the game for them, and because they're going to have different coverages and how they defend certain guys. So it's going to take a great focus. But, yeah, just because they go really small, I don't know that necessarily means Rudy gets played off the court. As Finch said today, you got to punish teams and with their size when they
correct
do that. You got to make them pay. You got to use that as your advantage. So that's sort of the chess match that I think is going to be fascinating to see how they pull that off.
Yeah, I mean, who guards people, right? Julius Randle and his balance the last 30, 40 games when he was great. Like, his balance of bully ball and then passing. Nas, as we've discussed a bunch the last few weeks, you're kind of uncertain from moment to moment where Nas, for 6 minutes, could be the best player on the floor. I mean, no exaggeration. And other times he's got fouls and you're like, what he's doing? But how if are they just going to put a small player on Rudy and dare the Wolves to go that way and still have Draymond on Randall? How do the Wolves guard Steph? How do the Warriors guard Edwards? Because, you know, Jimmy is still a smart defensive player, like a really smart defensive player, but athletically he's not the same guy. And do they want him to be as essential offensively as he is and then be guarding Ant 30 minutes a game? At times they do, but not that much.
Well, and I think the thing that helps the Wolves is they have multiple on-ball defenders. I mean, you look at N'Keal.
Yep.
Look at Ant.
Yep.
Look at Dante.
Yep.
Is a terrific on-ball
Conley's
defender.
An underrated defensive player.
Conley, yeah, in Spurs. We know what Jaden can do.
Yep.
But they have those on-ball guys that it's not just going to be up to one guy. I mean, they're going to be able to throw two or three or four guys on staff at different times and feel comfortable doing that.
You'll see Ann on him also. I'm sure you're going to see Jaden a lot on Jimmy. It all starts tomorrow night, so the first two games at Target Center. Let's put Chipper on hold. Come back. We'll get to the Twins and Wild with Chipper. I want to talk Pella. Man, this weather we're having right now, you want to look out and you want to see as beautiful a view as possible out your windows. And you want to believe that this entire summer, they're going to do the best job for you with your cost. If you're going to be rolling those windows out and you're going to bring in that beautiful clean air, or you're going to be shutting them because you have an allergy family and you want to save on your costs, you want your windows to work as well as they can. That's why Pella, PellaNorthland.com, Pella Windows and Doors is the way to go. 100 years in business. That's excellence. That's working with your budget. That's working with your project. And how about right now in the month of May? PellaNorthland.com. 0% APR for 72 months or 50% off qualifying installations. Two great options. Customer, me, Pella, 20-some years. Two showrooms in town, Plymouth and Woodbury. I mentioned PellaNorthland.com. You can go there or the showroom and schedule a free home visit and see why this company has flourished for all 100 years. I believe in them. You should trust them. Go online, PellaNorthland.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chip, we did some investigative reporting, and we got in early, and we put a microphone in Bill Guerin's office when he met with Kirill Kaprizov. And here's what he said. He said, here's your 8-year deal. Here's your $128 million. Here's your full trade clause. And then you just tell us when you want the opt out of the deal. I mean, that's it, right? They can go up to $128 million for 8 years. Just go to it right away. They know if he rides this out, because he's a restricted free agent, that next year, the max another team can give him is 7 years. They'll play around with the money. It's up to Kirill, obviously. And I go back to the Leopold quotes from the start of the year when he basically said, we have to show Kirill that we're committed and that we can win here. We don't know Kirill's answer about that.
Yeah. Well, he said all the right things yesterday in his exit interview about how much he likes it here. And, and you know, we'll take it for that he's telling the truth, that he does like it here. He likes his teammates, likes his organization. But he also likes to win. And I can't imagine anybody likes losing in the first round all the time. So not only do you have to break the bank with the contract, and it'll be the biggest contract that they've had in organization history, but Billy has to upgrade the talent around him, and there's definite areas in the roster, and now you have the financial flexibility to do it because of the Parisi Suter buyouts are basically down to $1 million, that you need to elevate the talent around him to show him, hey, it's not good enough just to get to the playoffs. Like, they need to show him that they're building a team that can make him think, okay, this is a legitimate contender. So it's a big offseason for Guerin in terms of
enormous
the Kirill contract, but also
his biggest.
Making that roster to where it's, I mean, you just saw the deficiencies. It played out. I mean, even though the series was close, Chad, like, close is not good enough anymore. You know, I mean, they've been close for a long time now. They've been good, but not good enough to be a legitimate contender, and they need to advance past that stage.
They need multiple other high-end players on this team. And maybe Zeev, who needs to put on about 15 pounds, it seems, maybe he becomes one of those guys. And maybe it takes a year or two. Maybe Daniil Yurov, this number one pick from Russia, maybe he becomes one. But they have to sign, and I know the obvious names, Brock Nelson, Brock Besser, but they need to add, because they, I don't think it's going to be two. I think it might be one high-end and another
mid-range.
Right. But that high-end guy, Chip, Kirill, who lives a few blocks from where I'm talking from right here in downtown Minneapolis, he has to see that guy and say, damn, that's the type of guy who is a difference maker. And then also, maybe Guerin even has to look at one of his high-end kind of core 6-7 guys and shock us and make a hockey trade where you're like, wow, I didn't think they'd trade that guy. But they did trade that guy because they think they can get better because, you know, Louis would make all those type of trades with the North Stars on a regular basis, right?
Yeah.
Where it'd be
yeah.
a core guy, and you'd be like, whoa, Billy really hasn't made one of those deals.
Where it's been more kind of the around the fringe type.
Yeah.
Things, right.
Right.
Well, this is not going to be, it won't be a shocker, but I think everybody expects Marco Rossi to be dealt. But that, you know, Chad, we thought he was going to be a core guy.
Yeah.
I mean, and he wound up on their fourth line, you know, so I think most people expect him to be dealt based on, you know, you're saying that your score winds up on the fourth line in playoffs tells you they're not really enamored with him. So, no, they need to make a, what we call, you know, a splash move, right?
Yeah.
One that, that really jolts you and say, man, the Wild are going for it here. You know, they did that. A number of 4th of July's ago, and it didn't work out to the degree that we thought it was at the time, but that was one of those moves where you're like, wow, they're really going for it. That's the kind of move that I think they need to make to, you know, elevate themselves, but also show Kirill, like, okay, this is, you know, this team is building towards something. Because, you know, we saw Matt Boldy. Matt Boldy took a step in his development.
Yes.
Undoubtedly in the playoffs. He became, like, he looked like a star, right? So you hope that's what he's going to be going for, that he can maintain that consistency. But, you know, their young nucleus, everybody in hockey tells you, is really good, like the guys they have in the pipeline. So they have some options there, but they need a veteran, maybe it's, you know, number one center to really kind of elevate them in a significant way.
Yeah, the obvious name there is Brock Nelson, who – I think he's 33. I looked it up the other day, and he was just okay in Colorado. He was really good the last 3 years with the Islanders. From here, you know, we're hearing about Brock Nelson and Brock Besser, both from here. There are free agents who were born somewhere else that we can look at. I mean, I don't think the ghost of Wooger is causing Billy to just look at Minnesota.
We're going to have to check the birth certificate.
Yeah, that's fine. They're from Halifax, and they can score goals. That works. Twins win 2 of 3 in Boston. They lose 3 of 4 in Cleveland. So since the complete ineptitude and since the White Sox and Angels came to town, it's better. They get Lewis and Castro back. Are you paying a little more attention?
Not really. the Wolves and Wild had my attention.
I agree.
They've got to string it together offensively. And maybe Lewis and Castro comes back and does it. You know, maybe those guys will really send a jolt through the lineup. But it's just not enough hitting. And they need to get Correa going. I don't know if the wrist is the problem. He kind of dropped that one. Was it a couple weeks ago where he said the wrist has been bothering since last offseason? I don't know. I know you don't want to make excuses. He didn't want to make excuses, but they have to get him going. And, I don't know if it's a health thing or it's just swing or what, but that would, you know, that's the minimum. But, you know, if they can plug Royce back in there and get some power and make that lineup a little more threatening, that'll be a huge step for them.
Yeah, and if they get a few guys back, maybe Carlos is hitting 7th as opposed to second, third, fourth, fifth, which he's done forever. But if he's going to keep hitting 215 with no power, then that's not where he should be hitting in the lineup. All right, sir. Enjoyed it as always. Enjoy this glorious weather, and we'll talk soon.
All right, brother. We'll see you.
32 past 2 on the home of the Twins, who are back in action tomorrow against the Orioles. And also tomorrow is a Twins Ticket Tuesday.
You bet it is.
Do we know who? I saw the email. I didn't read it. Do we have that info right there?
Reminding myself. It will be for the game. The Mother's Day game. How about that? Against the Giants.
San Francisco Giants.
Yeah. 110 start for your Mother's Day. Mom would love it.
Pretty good. They'll have the pink bats out probably for that day. Keep that tradition going. All right. Stay tuned. More coming up here on CSUN, including Dan Cook to the studio. Dan Cook to the studio. This is a good time to do that, right?
Yeah, I think
that
would be a great time.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dave, I believe you have an open for this. Dan Cook, you're in your office. Come in here. Your presence is requested. We'd like to have you here. What do we got?
We've only had to do this once before, Chad.
Yeah.
We've only had to do this once.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, got to do it again.
Yep.
There have been many great moments in the long history of WCCO radio. These are not those. The Chad Hartman Show now proudly brings you a top five ridiculous statement as heard on WCCO.
They don't like to do it.
Yeah, very, very. You even monitor these on your day off.
Yeah. I didn't want to do it. Didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I did have to.
You're
do it,
second,
I should say.
By the way.
Yeah. Only second?
Yeah. You calm down. We're getting to you in a minute.
Yeah. We're saving you for the finish.
Man. We have to start, frankly, with something that happened on this very show.
Yeah.
That unfortunately made me then create this.
The following statements have not been evaluated by, nor do they necessarily reflect the opinions of the Am I Wrong Committee.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a new disclaimer for Am I Wrong when Lindsey Brown decided to take the chance. By the way, she's not a member of the committee.
Yeah.
She The committee was off.
She was in charge of Am I Wrong?
I thought we could hand her the keys, and then she went with this one on Friday.
I'd rather be scored on early in a four-minute PK situation than kill the whole thing at the beginning of a game.
So in a game that's often decided by one goal, sometimes 1-0, she'd rather give up that first goal.
Yes. So you did hear me push back strenuously and repeatedly, correct?
I did. And I heard her backpedal a bit, but not fully give up the stance either.
No, she did not. She did not anyway. At one point, she even hinted that maybe a second goal wouldn't be that bad.
Anything to get off the PK.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. It's a game of momentum, not
of goals.
She's
something that would throw you off the momentum of killing the penalty kill. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't understand it. So that was a bit crazy.
Yeah, I thought that would be the most ludicrous thing said on WCCO.
But then
Radio
our guy,
that day.
I haven't even heard it yet.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
A mere 2 hours later, there I was in the car once again.
You do know you don't have to listen on your day off.
And I heard Mr. Cook.
400 years from now, people will be looking back upon Star Wars the way that they're looking at Shakespeare. We look at Shakespeare today.
Star Wars is the equivalent of William Shakespeare. That's right. So just so people understand.
Was this a cry for help?
No.
Was there a family member held hostage?
No.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Shakespeare. What makes Shakespeare great, right? It's the tragedy.
The writing.
It's the comedy.
Yeah.
It's all of that stuff.
The writing.
It's all the story. It's the story. And Star Wars has created this universe that, to me, is the equivalent in terms of range and breadth and depth of the story. So 400 years from now, when all of the historical bias is out, people will look back at Star Wars the same way they look.
You okayed this on your show.
Would you mind if we did a little compare and contrast?
Yeah, that'd be very good.
I mean, I
Since
would mind if you did it.
They're basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Shakespeare.
Life is but a walking shadow. A poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Wait a second. Was that Star Wars or was that Shakespeare?
That was Shakespeare.
That was Shakespeare.
That was Shakespeare.
I want to make sure I have them both down.
That was Denzel playing the role of Macbeth.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, that was Shakespeare. This is Star Wars.
I wish that I could just wish away my feelings.
Wishes that he could wish.
Yeah.
This is Shakespeare.
Wow, I couldn't.
Is this the dagger which I see before me? The handle toward my hand?
What would have been better is if you just would have gotten
quiet down.
Chewy howling.
Just use that.
Star Wars.
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, I blame this guy over here. If he actually did a little more prep,
out of context, they both sound about the same.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Honestly, you're not making your case very well.
Shakespeare characters talk in this weird way. Yoda talks in a weird way. We all think that they're smarter than us because they talk weird.
And don't blame me. I did this dumb segment once and tried to gong it, and you goofs brought it back another day. Like,
me?
Who's, I don't know. How did this even happen?
Well, it was so outrageous that Dave, on his off day, had to bring it to light.
It was a top five ridiculous statement, much like a top five weather day.
Yesterday was a top 10 weather day, wasn't it?
It was. I clicked by. I spoke today.
Of course it was. Took some real profile and courage over there for the weather team to vote for an 80-degree day. Yeah.
Let's not lose sight of your guy.
I tried to divert it.
I know. I appreciate that.
Honestly.
But I stand by it.
That's the problem.
Why wouldn't you? Why
I
not?
I stand by it. Because, first of all, none of us are going to be here 400 years from now.
Who
to
is
know
going
to
say this?
I wasn't even really listening. I was trying to play the gong sound effect. I'm playing effects from my computer, monitoring text as it comes in. I don't know.
He was so proud because he had this gong sound effect, and like the first dozen texts were all agreeing with me, so he couldn't play it. He was very upset.
Wow. The nerd alert was really...
I think people just like to see like how dumb Dan is really going to get.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, let's let him go on this one.
So is this like a Friday thing now?
It's like every other Friday, Dan geeks out. Yeah.
Yeah. Was there another highlight that we potentially missed earlier?
Well, it was the only second time we did it. The first time we did it, I nerded out over finding that planet that may have had life signatures on it.
Life signatures?
Well, they have...
Excuse me?
They have...
What did I miss? Yeah.
Do there we need to get all the way into it, really?
They've detected a compound, a chemical compound.
Why are you doing
that? As far as we know, can only be produced by living organisms.
Shouldn't this be a bigger news?
I mean, it's out there. I don't know what you're reading, but it's out there.
Is this on the Dave
Schrader
show? No, this
is legit. No, this is absolutely 100% a legitimate scientific story. Google it.
Did you hear this?
I saw the headline.
Thank you.
And kept going because who cares about a life signature? Life signature.
Where was
that's like
it?
What was the Mark Rosen report about the contract? It was a framework of an agreement.
The
framework
this
of framework, life.
Framework of a planet that might have human signatures.
80 billion light years away.
Yeah. But obviously the segment is getting...
Not human, organic life.
It's getting a lot of buzz. The segment, a lot of people are talking
about it. You know when you like it? When you are buzzed. Yeah. Then it makes more sense.
That's why it's on Friday.
It's apparently why Dave is listening on his day off.
Yes, exactly. He's committed to the show. You get a phone call on your day off. You hang up on us.
100%.
He's still listening.
I'm not getting paid on my day off.
No, you know what?
Let's not get into this.
Listening on 5 Minutes Friday just killed a segment for my guy, so you're welcome.
Thank you. That's... All right. You stick around because apparently our state motto is now boobs are us.
I love it.
We're going to discuss boobs next. How about a little stretch lab?
Can I stretch it out a little?
Yeah, stretch lab. Jason's got a stretch lab in Maple Grove.
Yeah, stretching my man boobs right now.
Well, bring them out there, baby. It's a new world according to our Supreme Court right now. You got Plymouth, you got Chanhassen, you got By the Lakes, you got Southdale. You got 11 places you can go if you're in your 50s like me. I can only say that for a couple more weeks. Then I won't mention my age ever again. Or you're in your 40s, like deep in your 40s like Dave. Maybe you're a runner. Maybe you're a golfer. Maybe you're a pickleball. Maybe you're a walker. Maybe you just sit on your couch. And you really need to have a trained specialist help you out. They know what they're doing. I've been a customer for 6 years. Me, Q, friends, huge fans. Half off your first visit. You got 25-minute sessions. You got 50-minute sessions. Every day feel better. We're at that driver a little bit further. StretchLab.com. Bumper music for Cinco de Mayo. Celebrate, honor the holiday. So this goes back to a situation in Rochester in 2021 where Elosha Plancarti had her shirt pulled up, revealing her breasts. She was known to officers. They had already charged her twice with indecent exposure, once for exposing her underwear.
You know, we all have our
once
things.
Once for exposing your breasts and underwear, kind of a combination. She was placed on arrest, charged with misdemeanor, indecent exposure for willfully and lewdly exposing her private parts. The Supreme Court has now agreed with her challenge. They overturned two decisions. They wrote last week, there's nothing illegal about a woman having her breasts out in public in Minnesota as long as she is not engaging in sexual activity. Is this, Jason DeRussia, boobologist, going to change everyday behavior by women walking around this state on a glorious day like today?
Hope so. Sure do. It is ridiculous that a man can walk around without a shirt.
Yeah.
And a woman cannot. Now,
Because of how we've sexualized boobs compared to sexualizing a chest.
So I don't.
But it's not the same.
I don't think it's fair to say, like, it's the same. It's not the same. It's different.
Mm-mm.
And I also think what you legally should be allowed to do is very different from what you should do. And so I do not think that if you're hanging out at Bidet Makoska, taking a jog around the lake, I do not think it's appropriate for women to...
But it's now allowed.
It is legal. There are a lot of things that are legal that are not advisable.
Yeah.
I would say it's
so
not
where, advisable. Where would you
but
say...
But you may have to have policies, right?
Where would you say it is advisable?
Well, if you want, we're doing some sort of protest. Like, I think that would be fine.
Yeah.
If...
But now some would say, okay, let me just try to take this out of the air. Now, wait a second. I have felt like, as a female, I've been treated unfairly. Now I'm going to Bidet Makoska. Mm-hmm. I'm going there on a beautiful weather day. I'm either sitting by the beach, we're playing volleyball, I'm walking, I'm running. Why wouldn't this be an ideal place for me to do this now that I'm not violating the law?
Do you think most women want to take their shirt off?
No, but I think there is a percentage. I don't know what percentage that is and how high it is.
It's probably zero, but it's like a couple of crazies.
Do you think it's even close to zero? I don't. I think it's higher.
You think it's higher than 5% of women want to go shirtless at a beach? I don't.
I think it's probably a little higher than 5%.
I think it's 5 to 10.
Sunbathe and feel free to take the top off.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's going to turn in your Costco. Right, and just walk in the store.
This woman was like at a gas station. Wasn't she at like a gas station parking lot?
Quick Trip, and she's a stripper. So, I mean, there was a publicity component.
I just don't think it should be illegal. So I agree with what the Supreme
Court is saying. You don't think it should be
illegal,
but you don't want to see it.
I do want to see it, but I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think. Look, there are still societal expectations that are different for men and women.
Yes.
Aren't we going back to acknowledging that it's different? It is different.
It is different.
Should you be able to do it if you want to? Yes. Just like you are allowed to say the F word walking down the street, and I don't think that's appropriate. So I would put it in the same category as that. Like, I don't think you should be prosecuted, but I don't think you should do it.
I think where it will be different is this exact location he's talked about, though, this setting, Dave. Warm weather, outside, women more likely younger than older who feel like, come on.
Ageist.
I'm just sitting
here.
Have
you ever been to a nude beach? It's women who are older.
No, I have.
Oof.
So maybe that's.
It's usually not what one is hoping for.
Wow. There we go.
Wow.
Jason
people.
Russia
you people.
Has an age limit on boobs he wants to see. Where's the cutoff?
Depends on the boob. There, I mean.
Some have said that about whether you're on the air or not. And who might be filling in.
Yep.
Okay. I think.
I'm just giving you gold left and right.
Yeah. Now. I mean, there's so much.
Chad stepped on me.
Really
on the other one.
I did.
It's too bad.
Also, he just declared his material gold. So it's.
Wow.
It's a humility.
The ego's never been short on it.
Okay.
I learned from you.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Okay. Will it be discernible?
Where
are
you on this issue?
I think it's going to be 5 to 10%, and I think it should be legal.
Should be illegal?
Should be legal.
Should be legal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it should be legal.
I don't think it's going to – I don't think, like, Dave's going
to be – Are parks going to have policies, though, now? Like, so will a park be able to set a policy – I don't know.
If the state declares it,
well, they're saying
legal.
It's not lewd behavior worthy of prosecution.
Yeah.
That is different from a park saying, like, no shirt. I don't know. Like,
are we going to have city in the city of Anoka?
Right. A boob-free zone.
Katie bar the door.
Yeah.
Katie bar a shirt. And then Bloomington, they're going to button up.
And then the conservatives are going to come out just trying to protect women. With, you know, some policy. Like, are you going to have to prove whether you are or you aren't? Or I don't know. I would just respectfully ask the women of Minnesota.
To do what? I'm really curious what you're asking right now. Dave, are you curious?
Ready.
Right, I'm ready.
Don't step on it.
I would ask you first, just decide who you want to be.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything else.
That's where he is.
I mean, decide what kind of boob you're bringing to the table
think,
and then decide if you're going to
show. You know
what
he's saying? Let me decide if you're allowed to take your shirt off. Is
Chad,
that basically?
Chad and I are going to have auditions, and we'll give you the official card of approval.
We're reporters. That's what we are.
Right.
Jason is
we'll
next.
We'll see you at Deja Vu for the investigation.